The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents the Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks' pre-Christmas schedule ends in the city of Vancouver, Macklin Celebrini's hometown, and there's certainly a lot of attention on the 18-year-old as the Sharks play Game 37 of the regular season, their second one against the Vancouver Canucks this year. San Jose is coming off a very disappointing loss at the hands of the Edmonton Oilers. You can almost see this one coming, though. 23 shots on goal in the second period for the Edmontonians, 42 for the game to only 22 for the Sharks. With San Jose trying to hang on to a 2-1 lead that they had had since midway through the first period, it finally came down to an extra attacker goal by Mattias Ekholm with only 18 seconds left in the third period. And then 18 seconds into the overtime, superstar Leon Draisaitl got the game winner.
And here we go. Sharks have it. Macklin Celebrini makes a maneuver, took it off his skate, tried to get around the defense, lost it. Edmonton's got the rush down the left side with Draisaitl, cross the line, slides it far side of the ice, put to the middle. Here comes McDavid, dances to the front of the net. Draisaitl shoots, and he scores. Now that is as disappointing as you can get. Leon Draisaitl has had several empty nets that he missed. He gets redemption with the game-winning goal in overtime from McDavid, who ends up with three assists. But for the San Jose Sharks, a sixth consecutive game in which they had a lead in the third period. They are 1-5. They've lost four straight of those games. This one in overtime, but it hurts just as badly as the last. Final score, Edmonton 3, the Sharks 2. San Jose has to settle for one single point.
The plays on both the game-tying and the game-winning goal tells the Sharks that they have to place importance on making sure their skates keep moving. For tonight's game against Vancouver, it's the same story. And defenseman Henry Thrun, who's going to get increased responsibility on the top defensive pair today, talked about that.
They got a lot of guys that can skate. And as well, they have some big defensemen. So it's crucial around the ice that I think when we move our feet, it translates in a lot of other things, right? Whether that's breaking pucks out or whether that's forechecking. It all sort of stems from skating and moving your feet, which sounds pretty simple, but sometimes you forget to do it.
Thrun is playing alongside Cody Ceci tonight against the Canucks because Jake Walman is out of the lineup with a lower body injury that is day-to-day. Henry says he's pretty excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, it's super exciting. That's obviously my goal is to be a guy that can, play in the top four and play against first and second line. So it's really looking forward to it. I feel like I'm playing good hockey right now, and Cody's someone that I always feel comfortable playing with and is really easy to play with. So feeling good, feeling confident, and be excited for the game tonight.
With every crisis, there's an opportunity, and Thrun says you have to take advantage of your chances.
Yeah, absolutely. It's obviously, when guys go down, a chance to step up is always something that, it's the silver lining from a personal perspective, and something that, try to take advantage of it, try to kind of show that I can do that, and something to, have fun with it and be excited about it.
Having Ceci as a defensive partner obviously is a big plus because of all of his experience and his ability to play shutdown hockey. Thrun says that makes things a little bit easier for him.
Yeah. Obviously, knowing how solid he is and knowing his style of play, it definitely allows for some opportunity to kind of get more involved and know that he's always going to be back there for me. So at the end of the day, regardless of who I play with, I always try to play my game. At the end of the day, it's something that you try to do what you can and play your style every night. As you said, sometimes you play with more offensive, more defensive guys. So for me, I'm excited to play with him and someone that's pretty easy to play with.
Thrun also says that Walman has been quite an influence on him, and he said that he knows a lot more about him as a player this year.
He's been unbelievable. I've seen some highlights of his before this year, but never really watched him, throughout a full game. And he's unbelievable. In terms of raw skill set, in terms of skating with the puck, he's got to be, top group in the league, which is pretty special and pretty hard to do. So seeing it firsthand, it's definitely a great learning tool for me, honestly, to see kind of how he creates offense, certain things that he does I probably can't do physically, but there are certain things, just the way he reads the ice and certain plays that he makes, and when to jump in, when not to jump in. Just having a guy that produces at that high of a clip, you don't see very often. So it's exciting to be a teammate as well. It's a good learning opportunity for me.
But with Wallman out of the lineup, the Sharks have to change the way they break out of their own zone. Head coach Ryan Warsawski talked about the slight adjustment that needs to be made.
Yeah, it's going to be a group effort back there. He's a guy that can self-break out pucks. We do believe we have some D that can do it, but we have to communicate. We have to help Askew on goalie touches, and it's got to be really a five-man breakout coming out of our own end tonight.
There's something else that you need, too. You need to be aware of the fact that Quinn Hughes on the other side of the ice is one of the most dynamic players in the game. And he's almost like an extra forward when the Canucks come into the offensive zone. How does Coach Warsawski see that changing the way the Sharks defend?
There's going to be an awareness of when he's on the ice. And, we got to be extremely hard and difficult to play against him. There's times where we got to cut the ice in half to keep him on one side of the ice. It's going to be important. But again, it comes down to awareness. It comes down to details and a layered effort in our defensive zone.
Henry Thrun agrees. Being aware of the fact that Hughes is on the ice is probably the most important factor.
He's a heck of a player. You got to know when he's on the ice. When our wingers are pressing out to him, obviously, he's shifty enough to kind of beat guys one-on-one. So it's just about knowing when he's out there. At the end of the day, when we're worried about ourselves and kind of what we're going to do. But obviously, world-class player like that, just someone that just got to be conscious. And at the end of the day, make sure if he does make a move, you don't get beat clean. At least get a piece of the puck or a piece of the body.
It's pretty easy for Henry, too, because he knows the Hughes family quite well.
Yeah, I know Jack very well. Obviously, we played together in junior, and then I know Luke a little bit just because he was around while we were at the NTDP. I don't really know Quinn, but yeah, good family. Parents are nice people. Spent some time at their house when we were in Plymouth, so it's a good family.
The Teal Report will continue from Vancouver in just a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Your cardiologist knows your heart, and your mom knows how to mend your heart. Your ophthalmologist helps you see, and your best friend makes you feel seen. A visit to your physical therapist can heal your shoulder, and a visit to your grandma can heal your soul. Your health is a journey you don't take alone. Just like the people around you, all of us at Kaiser Permanente work together to help care for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at nhlshop.com. Fanatics experience.
Hey, Sharks fans. What is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously, folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at SavingsActionCenter.com.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It's a big day for Macklin Celebrini and his family because the 18-year-old is playing in his hometown for the very first time in the NHL. Talking about tonight's game, Macklin says that developing that killer instinct is something that has to be very polished as the season goes on.
It's just got to come within the locker room, and it's got to be more of an understanding than telling guys to do it because, you can't really... You can say it all you want, and... But once it clicks in our locker room and once we kind of understand what it takes to win, that's when I mean, you don't even have to really talk about it or kind of preach that kind of stuff. Like it comes within the locker room, and we know individually and collectively what we have to do to win a hockey game.
Join me for all of the exciting play-by-play coverage, the Sharks and the Canucks, at 5:30 Pacific time, right here on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.